Here on Sports 56 Mornings, we attempt to educate as well as entertain each and every day. And this is certainly something that's very, very serious, but we are so excited to have the great Nancy Lieberman, who's going to join us here in just a moment. The most common cancer found in men, I think a lot of people know this, especially older men, is prostate cancer. And there is a major push to save lives through awareness and screenings. And at the heart of the effort is one simple but powerful message and a three-step game plan. And we are pleased to be joined now to share the message by the two-time Naismith Hall of Fame inductee and Big Three head coach Nancy Lieberman, Lori Tessel, the chief philanthropy officer at the Prostate Foundation. Nancy, Lori, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Nancy, let me start off with you. It's a pleasure to have you on. How and why did you get involved with this particular cause?
I got involved because my dear friend Jay Harris from ESPN told me he had prostate cancer, and I was just blown away that he was sick, and he's a survivor. But I just thought I needed to learn more, so I connected with the Prostate Cancer Foundation, and they gave me some real great information. 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer in their lifetime. 1 in 6 are black men. 2.5 times the rate to white men. And they talked about early detection, where if you're in your early 40s or so, if you have a history of prostate cancer from your grandpa or your dad, you should get detected or early detection. And if you do, you have a 100% chance that once you take that blood test and you find out if you have any elevated levels, your score, as they say, then you're good to go. You're, 99% chance you'll be fine in your lifetime. But if it metastasizes and you haven't really gotten any blood tests on you, then once that comes out of your prostate and it attacks, it metastasizes, it will hit your organs, your liver, your kidneys, and the outcome is not going to be what you had hoped for. So we're trying to get this check the box, the PSA, the specific, the prostate specific antigens. That's the check the box, the PSA. And we're just trying to get people to advocate, men to advocate for themselves when they go see their doctor.
Lori, why is this important right now? Like, why do men need to hear this right now?
Because we already know that 20 to 25% of men are being diagnosed with prostate cancer right now. But that's only of those men that have been tested. The Prostate Cancer Foundation has invested over $1 billion in understanding the treatment of the disease and finding a cure. That research has led to 14 FDA-approved treatments that both extend and improve the quality of life. We have treatments. We now need men to go get tested, go to the doctor, make sure they're tested, so that they can benefit from this research.
And Lori and Nancy got to some of this already, but I mentioned at the beginning a three-step game plan. Give us the three-step game plan.
Okay, so I'm a coach, so I love game planning. So the first thing you have to do is you've got to meet with your doctor. Then the second thing you have to do is get tested. If you don't get tested, you're not making the shot in my world. And then you'll find out what your score is, and the doctor will be able to game plan how to best take care of you. So we want to take this, and we want to spread this all over the world to let men know, please don't be afraid to get a blood test. That's why we partnered with the Big Three in every Big Three city this year. And thank you to Ice Cube for wanting to partner with Prostate Cancer Foundation. So information will be disseminated in every city this year. There'll be free testing in certain cities. And to Cube's credit, he was like, you don't even need to have a ticket to go to the game if you need to get tested. So we're trying to bring this to the people so it's easily accessible.
And Lori, how important is it to have people like Nancy, like Ice Cube, the Big Three, helping you continue to get the word out to guys?
It's huge because we want to step into that community, and it helps to have advocates who understand the community and can help us We want to normalize the conversation.
Right.
Because men are afraid, like anybody else, to talk about their health. And if you have Nancy and Ice Cube saying, hey, let's talk about it and get tested, it makes it that much easier.
And Lori, just to double check, because this thing, I fall right into this category. I should be doing these things. I'm lazy. I try to get an annual checkup. I don't always do that. So when I go in for my annual checkup, I get a blood test. Am I getting a regular blood test, or am I asking for something that will detect the prostate? Does it come with an automatic blood test?
You're going to have to advocate for yourself because it's not currently included in the primary care guidelines.
Gotcha.
You're going to have to say to your doctor, I want that prostate-specific antigen test.
Gotcha.
Check the box. Literally.
There's the check. So how cool is it for you to, I mean, obviously this is a very serious subject and we're grateful to have you guys on, but you're doing this with the 2-time Hall of Famer to have Nancy Lieberman right there. It must be a treat for you, huh?
It's the best. I cannot have a better advocate next to me. She's saying everything loud and clear and it's personal to her. So it's the best.
So Nancy, what do you think of the NBA Finals and obviously Spurs bouncing back last night? Do you think the Knicks need to worry? What do you think?
I think that I was a little upset last night when I went to sleep because I am a New Yorker and they hadn't won since 1973. They were 2-time champs in my childhood and. They hadn't been to the finals since 99, and I just thought that I think we have to move the ball a little bit more, but I do want to give the Spurs credit.
Sure.
Wembanyama, Castle came out. They did things that two young players have never done in the history of these finals. They came out with purpose. That the physicality, they won the physicality part of the game, and they played to how the referees didn't call it. So, you know, New York obviously has to win, game four. You have to, because yesterday really gave the Spurs, I mean, those were two close games, you know, game one. Mm-hmm. And they were winning by 14 points in game one, and they were winning with 2 minutes left in game two. So whatever Mitch Williams did in his game planning, they executed that.
As a longtime coach, how would you try to defend Victor Wembanyama and the freak that he is? And I say freak in a great way.
We've never seen anybody like Victor at this stage of his game. I mean, you see him pulling up, for logo threes.
Right.
He can shoot set shots. His gather move is from beyond the three-point line, and he's dunking it at the rim. I think you have to keep him away from the. I would engage him in screen roll every time. Whoever he's guarding will be the guy that I'm pulling to screen roll to take him away, and you know then try and attack the rim like they've done when he's been out of the game. But we have to the Knicks have to meet the physicality, you know, of the Spurs from the beginning. They can't get down, you know. They can't be down 10 or 12 points in the first quarter,
right,
as they did. They allowed the Spurs to have some emotional momentum.
We had the situation with the WNBA. They got the new collective bargaining agreement done, everything else. What do you think about the state of the women's game right now?
Never been better. This is everything we always wanted. You know, I had hoped to have a league when I played. Everybody today expects to have a league, and the young ladies, they expect to be millionaires. They're making millions of dollars in NIL. Not everybody, but I'm really proud of the league and the players. They've done a great job with negotiations, and really, as this CBA continues to go forward, everybody in the league will be multimillionaires in the next, you know, 4 or 5 years and beyond. So I'm happy. There's so many great stars in the league. Asia Wilson is a beast. She's a winner. She's the best player. She's an MVP. You know, Caitlin is Caitlin. She hit the game-winning shot last night. Mm-hmm. Not sure why you would leave her open.
That's what I was thinking.
it's Like, why? You're up one. You don't even have to steal the ball. You just can't let her get the ball.
Right.
So I'm not going to coach Washington, but or maybe I just did. But, you know, Angel Reese, there's so many stars in the league right now. Paige Beckers, and the league is in such an incredible place. And women's sports in itself, you know, a couple of years ago, we were like a $177 million, you know, business entity. And now, you know, we're over $2 billion in evaluations. I think the Valkyries were just evaluated at $800 million.
Wow.
Well, you could have bought a team 10 years ago for $10 million.
Could have bought the league.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
That's incredible.
Women's softball, you know, the World Series, volleyball, the WNBA, Unrivaled. There's so much happening in really golf and tennis, but team sports are leading the way right now. It's pretty impressive, including soccer.
Well, I've been around a long time, and I remember the days, and, you know, I don't want to age ourselves here, but watching you play at ODU and your great career and then coaching, you've been a great coach. I love watching Big Three basketball and watching what you're doing there. But the two of you and what you guys are doing together, along with Ice Cube and everything, for something so important, we thank you for what you're doing, for the awareness. Hopefully some people out there that are listening will adhere to what you guys are saying. I'm going to be one of them. We'll absolutely do that, and we could save a lot of lives. So thank you guys so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.
If there's anything we can do for you going forward, just let us know. But I love Memphis. I love the Grizzlies. My little baby boy, NLE Choppa. There's a lot of connectivity. I know you laugh because you can't believe I'm in his rap video. I am. I'm in Choppa's rap video champion.
I did not realize you and Choppa had that.
Nancy, you're the coolest.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Now take care.
Thank you.